Proverbs 19:4 says, "Wealth maketh many friends, but the poor is separated from his neighbor." As Christians, we ought to be especially considerate of the poor. For one thing, as we mentioned in the previous devotional, most Christians throughout Christian history have been impoverished as a result of persecution and shunning by their neighbors simply because of the fact that they are Christians. This is found in any study of Christians living in Islamic majority nations, but also in nearly all non-Christian countries that are Hindu, Buddhist, Shintoist, Taoist, doesn't matter, pagan under any other banner. It's been horrifically true under atheist and agnostic rulers like those of the French Revolution, Soviet Russia, Chinese communists, really any communist, Marxist, socialist country. And as the Marxist left takes more control here in the United States, we're seeing more and more Christians being arrested and locked up by the feds, with the FBI and IRS coming down on them. Christians are being denied the rights to foster or adopt children. Christians are banned from social media and internet sites, losing their jobs for holding biblical views on morality and so forth. And I have personally been separated from neighbors who despise my Christian witness. They think I'm crazy because of my bumper stickers and yard signs and things. I just had to replace my tires on my car because someone had slashed my tire somewhere in town. I noticed a slow leak at some point, so I'm not sure when it actually took place, but I had it confirmed when I took it into the shop. So when our proverb says, "But the poor is separated from his neighbor," most Christians have experienced this sort of shunning and should empathize with the poor being shunned for no good reason. As believers, we ought to make every effort while practicing sound biblical wisdom to reach out and help our poor neighbors when possible. We live out in the country and don't really have poor neighbors, and we've experienced the blessings of having good neighbors for the most part, and have tried to be a blessing when possible. But in the neighborhood where our church building is located, we've extended our hand to all around us. But over the years, we've really only had one person that I can remember ever take us up on it. We did have a man bring his daughter to church once, but once he saw we were a Bible-teaching, Bible-believing church, I knew he'd never be back. He was looking for a social club, and we're just not that. We're social, but we're about the Bible, the gospel, the biblical Jesus, and biblical truth, first and foremost. Sometimes some poor neighbors just can't be helped. There are some who just want things. They'll come for the handouts and try to talk you out of cash. And since most of the time people will take that cash and waste it on unnecessary things, even vices like cigarettes, booze, and drugs, and porn, so we have a policy that we help when we can in ways that are truly helpful, but we don't hand out cash. But we still ought to make every effort possible while practicing sound biblical wisdom, again, to reach out and help our poor neighbors when possible. Let it never be said that Christians are guilty of separating from neighbors because they are poor or because they live an impoverished lifestyle. When we read, "But the poor is separated from his neighbor," we should be able to honestly say that any of our neighbors separated from us is because of their own choice to stay away, or because they've dealt dishonestly with our efforts in the past to be a help to them, and they refuse to repent and change the way they act toward us. In that case, the separation is their fault. So as we remember that most of our Christian brethren have been or are poor around the world and throughout history, we should also remember what Jesus said in Luke 6:20. And he lifted up his eyes on his disciples and said, "Blessed be ye poor, for yours is the kingdom of God." Let that sink in.